begin the current Daf Esach, the Shabbos Daf Samach Tes. We begin 6 lines up from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues discussing a braisa that was brought in the previous Daf on Amud Beis. Within the Gemara discussed regarding what's called Tinik Shenishba, a child that was Jewish but grew up amongst the Gentiles and other non-Jews and never knew that they were Jewish. There was a machlekes between Tanakama and Munbaz if one would be chai b'chatas in that situation where his whole life, let's say he was being Mechal Shabbos, he never knew there was anything wrong with that. So the Tanakama said that he's liable for at least one chatas, whereas according to Munbaz, he said that he's not chai b'ni chatas, and the reason why is because he learned out, it says the same terminology by Shoigig and by Mezid when it's deliberate and inadvertent. It says the same terminology. It'll tell you, just like by Mezid, at least on some level, you have to know what you're doing is wrong, because that's what it means that you're doing it deliberately. So to a Shug, you have to have at least some knowledge, whereas the Tinik Shenishba, the child that never grew up knowing that he was Jewish and that it's wrong to do anything wrong on Shabbos, to do a malacha, therefore he's not going to be chayav even the chattis, to which the Tanakhama responded to him. Rabbi Kiva said, says, wait a second, you're comparing Shug to Mezid, then just like by Mezid, that you know what you're doing wrong when you're actually doing it, so the same should apply to Shug. To which Munbaz answered, said, you're right, even in such a situation where you know when you're doing the thing inadvertently, that you know this is wrong, then you're going to be chai v'chatas, which Rabbi Kiva said. Then what's the difference between shaygig and mezid? What makes that a shaygig, that it's something being done inadvertently, if you're saying even when you're doing it, you're comparing it just like you're making the equivalent of a mezid, which you're deliberate, you know that this is wrong to hit this person or to do this malacha, that's what it means, you're mezid, and you're saying the same would apply to shaygig. Now, how is it shaygig? How is it inadvertent if you know when you're actually doing it that this is wrong? And that's what the Gemara comes now to explain. This taina of Rabbi Kiva to Munbaz, the Gemara explains it right now. As the Gemara begins, Ve'ela Munbaz. However, according to Munbaz, that again, as we said before, that he says on the previous Daf on Amud Beis, that even someone that has a knowledge of what he's doing wrong, when he's doing it, that it's wrong, that he's still going to be chayav achatas, that is for a shaygig, so the Gemara has shkoga b'may. So then, what exactly is he inadvertent in? Because regarding being chayav achatas, a carbon to bring for doing something, it says that it's shkoga, it has to be that you're inadvertent. But Munbaz says to Rebbe Kiva that it's the same like mezid. Yeah, you know what you're doing wrong when you're doing it. Now, that's a mezid, not a shaygig. Another Gemara says, kegoyin sheshagag b'karbon. We're talking about someone that what was inadvertent was on the fact that you're liable for a carbon for what you're doing wrong. And that is, he knows that what he's doing wrong, that if he does it intentionally, he's liable for karis, that he's going to die at a young age. But he doesn't know that what he's doing wrong will make him liable for a carbon chattis. And on that, he's a shkaga. So even though during when he's doing the thing wrong, he knows this is not vera. So why isn't that amazing? Because he's a shoygig on the fact that he's going to bring a carbon for it. That he's shagag, that's enough to make him considered a shagig, in that he's not chayav karas, rather he'd be chayav a carbon chatas for his shagag, for what he did wrong inadvertently. Again, although the action was deliberate, but the punishment, he was inadvertent, he didn't know he was going to get that. That's enough to make it a shagig to be mechayav a carbon chatas. Whereas Rabbanan, shigis carbon leishma shkaga, they don't consider being inadvertent regarding part of the liability of doing what you're wrong. In other words, if you know what you're doing wrong, that's considered amazing. In spite of the fact that you don't know that you're going to be liable for a carbon for it, that's not considered shaygig until you actually are inadvertent in the actual avera, the action itself. You didn't realize you're doing it wrong. That would be a shaygig, but just for the carbon, that doesn't make you a shaygig. And then the Gemara reverses the questioning. According to Rabbanan, that they say that it's not enough just to be inadvertent regarding the punishment. I didn't know I'm going to get that punishment, but I know what I'm doing is wrong. Rather, they said you have to be a shogeg on the aver itself, that you didn't realize what you're doing is wrong. So then, shkoga b'mai, what is considered shogeg inadvertent in the action? And that is, does it have to be a shogeg on the whole thing? That is, that you didn't realize what you're doing is wrong and that you're chayav karas for it? Or is it enough? Again, not enough in the carbon, but would it be enough if you didn't realize that it's such a strong aver, so to speak, that you're liable for karas, but you knew that what you're doing is wrong? Would Rabban agree that it's enough in the karas that you were inadvertent on, even if you were deliberate on the aver? So now we have a machlekes. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Kibin Sheshagag B'Karas. Again, although the Rabban argue on Munbaz, and they don't agree that just not knowing that you're liable for carbon is going to make you a shagig, they say there has to be the actual action that you're doing. You don't realize that this is not avera. Now, there's two parts to that. An avera is the action itself, the law, the prohibition of doing it. And it's also what makes it a great avera is that there's karas for it. And therefore, there's a machlekes here regarding what would be enough. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan says that, no, as long as you were shogeg on the karas, even if you were deliberate on the transgression, on the prohibition. You knew that it's wrong. Still, because the korban is brought for the koris, as the psukim say, it says la'isa b'shkaga, that for the one that does it inadvertently, that's the person that brings the korban chatas. And right there it says v'hanefesh asher tase, that the one that will do it, and it says v'nichrisa, that he'll get koris. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's logic is that since the actual korban is brought for the fact that it's something that you chayev koris on when you do it b'mezit, so then when you do it b'shogeg, you bring a korban. So therefore, since he was shogeg on the koris aspect, although he knew what he's doing is wrong, that will suffice to make it a chiyuv for a korban chatas, just like it is something of a koris, that's the idea of what makes it mezid koris, and shogeg makes a chatas. So therefore, since he didn't realize that it's chayev koris, so therefore that will make him liable for a korban chatas. B'shloka shama, no. Rather, he has to be inadvertent, he has to not realize what he's doing is an avera, and not to know that what he's doing is going to make him liable for karis if he does it amazing. So, Omar Rava, my time in Reb Shimon Lakish. Rava says, what's the pshat of Reb Shimon Lakish? In other words, we just explained, very well understanding, Reb Yochanan's opinion, it's enough just to be a shagig on the karis, because that's the smichas psukim. It says the liability for chatas next to the concept of karis. That is, it's the equivalent of what you get if you do it on purpose, you get karis. If you do it by mistake, you get chatas. Is saying so that I didn't realize that there's something of karis, so therefore that's enough to make it a chiyav for a chatas. But according to Reb Shimon Lakish, why does he require that you have to be shagig even on the vera itself? And that he says, Amakra, it says in the Pasuk, Asher lo yiseh sen, that things that are not to be done, bishkogu, you did it inadvertently, v'ashem, and it becomes guilty. So that, the way Reb Shimon Lakish interprets the Pasuk is, Ache yishkog belav, v'karash, but from that Pasuk you see that you're not chayef erchatas until you're negligent, that you're inadvertent, both regarding the lav and the karas. That's because the Pasuk says, lo yiseh sen, that should not be done. That's the lav itself, that's the prohibition. That's the asiyah, is the action. On that you is shkaga, then you're chayav for karma chatas. But if you're only shkaga on the karas, that wouldn't suffice to be chayav karma chatas. You need to have also the asiyah, lo yiseh sena, the lav itself, to be liable for chatas. Rabbi Yochanan, what is he? Haikor de Pshim Malakish, my Abadli. What does he do with that pasuk of Pshim Malakish, which seems to indicate from the extra words, lo yiseh sena, that even the asiyah, that the action itself, the lav, has to be bishkaga. And that he says, he requires it for a different halacha that's learned off in the following brayse. It says in the pasuk, mi'am ha'aretz, that from among the people of the land, that these are the people that are chayef erchatas, prat lamum, that excludes a renegade, that's someone that doesn't care about the Torah at all. Such a person is not going to be chayef erchatas. The Gemara explains, Reb Shimon Laza oimim, b'shimim, b'shimim. It says in the pasuk, asher lo yiseh esenu, that things that are not to be done, that means that, what does it mean that it's not to be done? That is, if you knew, you wouldn't do it. However, bishkaga, the pasuk continues, but you did it inadvertently. Va'ashim, and it became guilty. So therefore, the drasha is, hashav miyidiyaseh, that only someone that would refrain from doing, if he knew, that type of person, maybe karban hashagach, so it brings a karban on when they do it by mistake. As the pasuk says, only hashaloyseh sen, that it should not be done, meaning you really wouldn't do it if you knew about it, but bishkaga, but you were inadvertent, you did it by mistake. So only someone that, if he knew about it, he wouldn't do it. However, loyishav miyidiyasa, but if it's such a person that wouldn't refrain, even if he knew about it. In other words, he did it by mistake this time. But if I knew it, I would still do it. Then einam meiv karban hashagasa. That's the drasha that such a person, even when he does it inadvertently, still will not bring a karban. It's only for somebody that usually wouldn't do it if he knew about it. Then when he does b'shagig, then he's liable for karban chatas. And therefore, that's how Rabbi Yochanan darshan is a pasuk, but not like the way Reish Lakish learns it out, that he used the word lo yiseh sena to tell you that even the asiyah, that the lav has to be bishkaga. Rather, it's coming to teach us a different halacha that excludes a mumber, someone that does things intentionally, that he, even if he does it by mistake, it's still, he's not going to be chayef erchatas. It's only asher lo yiseh sena, someone that normally wouldn't do it, then when he does the bishkaga, then he's chayef erchatas. So now the Gemara brings a proof to this machlokes. Now we learn in the Mishnah. Of this malachas arbaim chas achas, there are 40 minus 1, which means 39 malachas, general categories of malachas on Shabbos. Vavina ba'am, we asked about that Mishnah, minyanu lamali, why do I need a counting of all the malachas? Let's just say, the obvious malachas are, the main categories of malachas on Shabbos are Azariah, Achayrish, etc., etc. Why do I need to say a number that there's 39? I would know that it's 39, let me just count. So therefore, Vam Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said, the reason why it says a number is to tell you, Shem Asin Kulam Behelamecha, that if someone did all the 39 malachas in one lapse of awareness, meaning on one Shabbos, he did all of them, and he didn't realize what he's doing, Then he's liable on every single one. And that is, it's the Mishnah is giving you a simen to tell you that how many chatois, how many karmachatis can you be chayav on one chil Shabbos? In other words, on one Shabbos, you totally messed up and you didn't realize that you could be liable up to 39 chatois. That even though it's one lapse of awareness, you'll be chayav on each and every one. So now, that was the explanation of that Mishnah. On that, the Gemara will explain what we're trying to prove. So, hechi mishkachasla, how can you have such a case that you'll be chayiv 39 carbon chatas for one lapse of awareness of one Shabbos that you just totally didn't realize and you did all the malachas? It's only possible bezodin Shabbos v'shkegus malachas. Only if you were intentional regarding the concept of Shabbos. In other words, that you know that it's Shabbos, but that you were shogug regarding the malachas, that you didn't know that these malachas are awesome. And because if it would be that you were intentional about the malachas, I know that I'm cutting and I'm doing all these things that are usher on Shabbos, but that I made a mistake regarding Shabbos, that is, I know that it's usher on Shabbos, but I didn't realize today is Shabbos, and that we learned in our Mishnah that a person would only be chayiv one for the whole Shabbos, because it was only one shogug, one mistake of not knowing that it's Shabbos. And therefore, since there has to be that you know about the concept of Shabbos, because if you made a mistake regarding Shabbos, only be one, because that was the one shkoga that encompasses everything. So you know about Shabbos, but you didn't realize about all the 39 malachas that they're aser. And that's how you get to 39. The only problem is, you can only have what's called zadin of Shabbos, that you know that it's Shabbos, only if you know one of the halachas. Because if you don't know any one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos, so then Shabbos is no different than any other day. What does it mean you know about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Shabbos is like Tuesday, because you don't realize all the 39 malachas are aser. And this person that was shogeg in all the 39 malachas, where do you have zod in Shabbos? Again, it doesn't make sense. We're trying to say that you know it's Shabbos, because if you don't know that it's Shabbos, you don't know there's something wrong to do on Shabbos, then you're going to be chayv only one, because that was the one shogeg that encompasses everything, and you won't be chayv in every single malacha. But we're saying no, that there's a case that you could have 39 karban chatas, because you made a mistake, every single one. I didn't know that you can't plant, I didn't know you can't sow, I didn't know all these different things, I was shogeging all of them. But I know about Shabbos. What does it mean knowing about Shabbos? Shabbos is Tuesday. It's the same thing. There's nothing wrong. All 39 you could do. So David the Gemara says, however, it is understandable, Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan the Amar, that he said, as we mentioned this machlekes just before, Kivin Shashagag Bikaras, Afa Pesha, he's the Belav, that if someone is inadvertent regarding the Karas aspect of the prohibition, even if he was deliberate regarding the prohibition itself, that he said that a shagag regarding the karis is considered a shagag, that would make a person liable for karma chatas. So therefore, mishkachas like going to yodel of the Shabbos balav. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it makes sense that you could have a case where he knows about Shabbos, that the 39 malachas are usa to do regarding the prohibition. That is, that's what it means, that he's zadin regarding Shabbos. He wasn't shagag, he knows Shabbos, he knows that you can't do all these 39 malachas. But he was a shagag, he was inadvertent regarding the malachas, regarding the krisis aspect, that a person dies young if he does them. So therefore, again, he knows about Shabbos, that he's prohibited from doing the lavin, either some of them or all of them, but he doesn't know about the karas, and therefore that would make him liable for 39, on all the 39 malachas that he knows about, he didn't realize that any one of them has karas, so therefore you could be shagag on all 39, in spite of the fact that you know that it's Shabbos and there's something wrong to do these things on Shabbos. Ella, however, but according to Shimon Lakish, that says, no, to be considered a shagig, that is to be liable for karban chatas, you have to have been inadvertent, you didn't realize what you're doing wrong, both regarding the action and regarding the punishment of karas, so then the yadol al Shabbos b'mai, so then it doesn't make sense. What does it mean that you know that it's Shabbos, and you know that you now do malach on Shabbos, but I didn't realize of all the 39 malachas that there's anything wrong with it, now, so what is Shabbos then? Shabbos is about certain things you can't do. Now, what can't you do? Well, 39 malachas. But I didn't realize, I thought all these 39 things are allowed to do. So what did you think, Shabbos you can't do, that you're saying that you were zadin regarding Shabbos? And so therefore, if you can't be amazed regarding Shabbos because you didn't know about anything, so then there's, again, only one shkaga. There was one mistake. I didn't know about Shabbos and not 39. So they have a concept of Shem Malachas. How do we understand this? And the Gemara says, the yada b'tchumen, is that he knew about that there was an issa of tchumen, about going out about out of the boundary, either 12 mil or 2,000 amas, that is not, doesn't make a person liable for a carbon. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that he says in Masechta Saita that the halacha of tchumen is dayraisa. So therefore, you could get 39 carbon chatas because all the 39 malachas, you didn't realize that it's wrong to do on Shabbos. So then what did you know that about Shabbos, that there's something wrong? I knew about the concept of tchumen, which Rabbi Akiva learns up from a different halacha, not related to the 39 malachas, learning up from the Mishkan. And therefore, that aspect of a biblical aspect of Shabbos, I know about that. I'm not allowed to do, and therefore, I know about the concept of Shabbos. I know Shabbos Hayim. There's something wrong with it, but I didn't realize these 39 malachis not allowed to do. And therefore, you could have both. You can have the zadin of Shabbos and still be shogging in all 39 malachis, both on the Maisa, on the lav itself, and on the karas. Because again, what we're talking about here is he knew about Shabbos regarding the halach of Tchumen, and therefore it's not shver kondim shem malachis. So now the Gemara continues on this topic of the machlekes between the Tanakama and Munbez. So it says, "Man tan al hod tan rabbanon." Who is the tan of the following brisa that says, "Shagag bezeh bezeh"? Someone was inadvertent, both regarding the halach that it was Shabbos and regarding the fact of the malacha that's being done. Zeh shogeg amata. This is the ultimate shogi that's written in the Torah. That is, if he didn't realize today's Shabbos and he didn't realize what he's doing is wrong, then no one's going to argue that there's no greater shogi that's considered inadvertent. However, hazed bezeh bezeh, if he was deliberate regarding Shabbos and regarding the malacha, that he knew it's Shabbos and he knew you're not allowed to do this, so then there's no greater mazed than that. Zuhi mazed amatai, this is the deliberate transgressor that's written in the Torah, that's chayef akaris. Shagag b'Shabbos b'hazed b'malachas. However, if let's say he was inadvertent regarding Shabbos, he didn't realize it's Shabbos, but he knew what he's doing is considered a malacha, he knew he's grinding, he knew he's sowing, or the reverse, Oisha shagag b'malachas b'hazed b'Shabbos, or he was inadvertent regarding the malacha, he didn't realize what he's doing is considered grinding or sowing, however, he knew that today was Shabbos. Oisha omar yudiani shemalacha zu asur, or even if he says, I know that this malacha is asur to do today on Shabbos, but I don't know if it would make me liable for a carbon or not. On that, it says in the Brisa Chayav that he's going to be Chayav for a carbon chattas. So come on, who is this like that says that a shigig is carbon, that just the only thing I'm inadvertent about is if I'm Chayav a carbon or not? Now the Gemara says, simple, it's kamunvas. That's like munvas, again, as we mentioned before, that he says that even if you're just a shigig regarding the carbon aspect, even if you're amazed regarding the lab and the karas, that will make a person considered a shagik, that he's liable for a chiyav of a karmachatas. So now the Gemara says, "Oh, Abaya, regarding the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that regarding being a shagak on the karis and the lav, so Abaya says, Hakol ma'idim b'shavuos mitur. Everybody agrees regarding the shagik of that halach of shavuos mitur, that if he takes an oath that I'm not going to eat, and then he eats, that he's not chayiv only if he forgot about his oath when he ate, which is that when he did the iser, that he was a shogeg on the actual law. That is, he didn't realize, hey, I'm not allowed to do this. Not that it's that he knew that he's not allowed to do this, but he didn't realize the punishment that he's going to get. There, everybody agrees that you had to have been a shogeg, you had to have been inadvertent regarding the actual action that you're doing. That you said an oath, I'm not going to eat, and then you ate, but when you ate, you didn't realize, hey, I made an oath. There, everybody agrees. She'ein chayv and alea carbon at she'yishkog belav shabbat. That there you're not going to be chayv a carbon until you were inadvertent regarding the actual prohibition. You didn't realize that you had made the shvuah that said that you're not allowed to take in this food. So the Gemara asks on this statement of Abaye, Hakol moideman. When Abaye says that everybody agrees to this, that here you have to be a shogeg on the actual maisa, on the lav, on the actual eating it. You didn't realize that it's usher. Who is he saying this? Who that's included in this? That they agree. That's Rabbi Yechanan. That refers to Rabbi Yechanan. As Rashi says that. Obviously, Abaye is not going back on the machlekes between Munbez and Rabbanan. That to say that Munbez would agree in this case that a shkoga on the carbon would not be considered a shkoga, because he says it can't be. Rather, it'd be even a kavachemer, that if by the whole entire Torah, where there's no chiddish, that a person is liable for a carbon, as the Gemara later is going to explain this concept. And because once you have a chiyav of karas, so definitely when you do it by mistake, you chayav a carbon. And there Munbez says that you're still going to be mechayav for a carbon if you were shogeg on the carbon, if you knew about everything else, but you're inadvertent regarding the carbon. See here where it's a chiddush that you're liable for a carbon on a shvua, because there is no karas, and still you're going to be in a carbon for it, which usually carbon is the equivalent of when you do it by mistake, for when you do it by meza, you get karas, and here there is no karas, and still there's a carbon. It's definitely that a munvez would still hold that a shagaga on a carbon would be a shagaga, and that he would not agree that you would have to be a shagaga on the maisa. So rather, it's obviously, and this is what the Gemara is spelling out, that Abaye's statement was going in the Rabbanan sheet, and that is regarding the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that the Rabbanan say that no, a shagaga on the carbon is never shagaga. So how machlekes was between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if a shagaga on karas is enough of a shagaga, or you have to be a shagaga on the lav and the karas. And on that, the Gemara is saying that when Abaye says that everybody agrees, it means Rabbi Yochanan, that even though generally he says that you could be a deliberate regarding the lav, regarding the prohibition itself, here he agrees that you have to be a shagig, you have to be inadvertent regarding the lav, the prohibition itself. On that, the Gemara asks, Pshita, it's pretty obvious that since the whole machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh is in the Shita of the Rabbanon, that they say a shkog in the carbon is never considered an inadvertency, that something that could be considered to be mechaviyu v'chachatas, not like munbas. So therefore, if in this case, on the Shavuos Bitur, if regarding the prohibition, you were bemazed, that is, I knew when I'm taking the food, I said already, I knew I said an oath that I'm not going to eat. And then that when I'm eating, I said, I remember that, and still I'm going to eat. So then, what were you a shogeg on? Because up until now, when Rabbi Yochanan had said that you could be amazed on the lav, is because he's saying you're a shogeg on the karis. That's in the case where there's karis, but here where there's no karis, so then obviously you have to be shogeg on the maisa, on the lav itself. Because or else, what are you a shogeg on? Obviously not the carbon, because the shittas rabban is never to go with the carbon, unlike munbas. So that's what the Gemara says. When did Rabbi Yochanan ever say that you could be amazed on the lav? That's only when there's karis, and therefore you could be a shogeg on the karis. Avahochad like a karis lev, but here where there's no karis, by the shvu of bitoy, when you transgress an oath that you took, so if there's no karis, so then obviously you have to be shogeg on the lav. There is no other option. What is Abaye telling us? It's so posh. Another thing Gemara says, no, sogeg edach amina, I would have thought that by a shvu'ez bitur, by this oath of utterance that you said, that Rabbi Yochanan would stay with what he always says. That even if you're deliberate regarding the transgression, the actual prohibition, still you're going to be chayav karmachatz. But regarding the question that you said, so what is the yeshogig on? It's that you are shogig in the carbon. And as the Gemara explains, hoyel v'chayav carbon chidishu, since in this case of shvu'ez bitur, the fact that you're liable for a carbon is a chidish, because generally, you're only going to be chayav carbon when you do b'shogig, if b'mezid, you'll be chayav karis. And here, there is no karis. The b'chola Torah kula l'ashkechan lav d'maisi la carbon, as we just said, because in the whole entire Torah, you never find a place that just a prohibition that doesn't have karis that you'll bring a carbon on. V'hocha maisi, and still here you bring a carbon. So therefore, I would have thought, ki shogeg b'karbon nami l'chayav, that even if you were inadvertent regarding the carbon, that there the person should be chayev for a carbon chatas on the ashkoga of the carbon aspect, and that is since it's a chiddush, the rabbanon would agree to munvas in this case that would be considered ashkoga to make a person liable for carbon chatas, even though it's only ashkoga on the carbon aspect, and you would be mazed on the lav. And that we continue on Talmud Beis. The Gemara says, Kamash Malan, Abaye was telling us that no, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that in this case you need to have ashkoga on the lav on the actual action. Because if you were mazed on the lav, then there's no mashkoga, because it's not true that even in this case, Rabban, Agur, and Munvaz, and they say that a shkoga on the carbon is not considered a shkoga, and therefore you have nothing else to be a shkoga on. So therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that in this case, you have to be shkoga on the lav. And this is the Gemara asked from a Braisa, Meisve, we learned, Ezehu shkogas shvuas bitur l'sha'ava. What is considered an inadvertent transgression of an oath of an utterance regarding the past? And that is because regarding a future utterance, for example, if let's say someone takes an oath and says, I'm not going to eat this. So you can have such a case of a shkoga that during the oath, you forgot about the oath and then you ate. And therefore, I could understand how you could have a shkoga on the actual oath. But regarding a past oath, for example, if someone says that I ate something, but really he didn't eat, that's not a shogeg. Because if when he took the oath, he thought that he actually had eaten, and that's why he says, oh, I swear I ate it. And then he says, wait a second, I didn't really eat it. That's not a shogeg that would be mechayev a person a carbon, because there's a braisa mesecht shvuas on daf chavav meraf that says, the pasuk says, ha'odam b'shvua, the man as he takes the oath, which excludes an oinus. That is, when it says ha'odam b'shvua, it means that he should be a person when he's taking the oath. That is, he should have his das, he should be cognizant, he should be fully aware when he's taking the oath. And the Gemara over there explains that excludes this type of case where he didn't realize. It's not considered a shogeg, he just wasn't conscious when he was taking the oath. And therefore, you can never have a case of a shogeg for the past, only if it's in the case of carbon. That is, he knew when he says, oh, I swear I didn't eat that food item. And he knows about it, he's conscious that he actually did. But he's a shogeg on the carbon aspect. He didn't realize that if he's going to say this false oath in the past, that he's going to be chayav carbon. On that, he's a shogeg, and that's how you're going to be chayav carbon chatas for a shvua on the avar. And that's what the Braisa says, that how can you have a carbon chatas for a shkoga of a shvuas bita for the past? She'im amar yudeani she'shvuas u'asur. That is, he says, I know that this oath is forbidden. In other words, I know that I'm forewarned that this is wrong. But I didn't know, I don't know that I'll be liable for a carbon chatas if I go ahead and I say this false oath. That is, he didn't realize this halacha during the time when he was saying this false oath. Because if he wasn't aware of the actual azhara, the lav of shua, when he was saying it, so then there's no greater einus than that's not considered shaykh to be chayiv kamachatas. So therefore, that's the case that a person would be chayiv. That's as the Brisa says, that he would be liable for a karmachatas of considering a shkaga for the past. So therefore, from this Brisa, you see that Rabban agree that a person could be chayiv on a shkaga on a carbon, because that's the only way you could have a shkaga on the past. Because you have to be aware of what you had done when you're saying the oath, because or else you consider einus. And if you're aware, so then you're amazing, not a shkaga. So obviously the only element that you could be shkaga on is the carbon, because there's no karas here. So therefore, you see, not like what we just said, that the Rabban do agree that there could be a shaygig on the carbon. Now the Gemara says, no, hamani munvazi. Who is this brayser? That's munvaz, that he says in general, that's always considered shkaga. But according to Rabban that argue on munvaz, they would hold that there is no carbon chatas for a bitui, for a shvua, on the past, because they hold the Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel says in Masechta Shvuas that a person is only liable for a carbon chatas only on the future tense, which he says that I swear I'm not going to eat, and then he eats. That type of case, you could have a shkaga that he didn't realize that what he's doing is wrong. That's when the Rabban would say, but regarding the past, which is only possible ground in carbon, then you're right, those who argue amunvas will hold that there is no shvuz bita on the past. So the Gemara says, lishna achrina, there's another version in the Rishonim debate if this is actually another version or if it's the Rishonim put in this version. Mani, who is this that says that you chayav a carbon chatas for a shkaga on a carbon, because that's the only way you could have a past tense, as we just said. So ilem and munbez, if you're going to say it's munbez, as our first version ended off, so pshit, it's pretty obvious. And it wouldn't even make sense to say it's munbez. Hashta b'chol ha-toyra d'lav chidishu. Regarding the whole entire Torah, every iser, where the etzim chiv of the carbon is not a chidish, and still omer shogig is carbon shmar shkaga, and still munbez says that a shogig on the carbon will be mechayiv a person, it will be considered a shogig that will be chayiv a karmachatis. So hocha the chidishu, here where it's a chiddush the carbon, because there's no karas, and still you're going to be chayav a carbon, like Kolchkin isn't obvious, why would we need munbez to tell you this halacha? It's for sure included in his old general rule that he says regarding all Yisurim. Elav Rabbani, obviously that the one who's saying this halacha of this price is only saying it regarding Shavuos Pitui, obviously it's the Rabbanon, and that is only here where it's a chiddush, therefore then you're going to be liable for a karmen chattas for the shkaga and the carbon, but generally it would not be enough to validate it as a shkaga, it would have to be shkaga in the lav itself. But you have to abaya, you have to, and therefore it refutes the opinion of abaya. That is that we see that a shiga of carbon could make a person chayav for chatas by shvuz bitoy, unlike what abaya had said. So now the Gemara continues with a similar type of a statement from abaya. Vam abaya, hakol moedim b'truma, a different halacha. Everybody agrees regarding truma. That is a non-kayan that eats truma by mistake, by b'shigig. He pays. He has to compensate a fifth on his for his shkaga that he made. As the pasuk in Vayikach of Beis says, "Ve'ish ki yechol kodesh b'shkaga," that if a man eats the holy things with reference to truma by mistake, so he has to give a chaimish. But someone that does it deliberately, he doesn't add a fifth, and rather he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. As the pasuk says, "Umisu b'ki yichal luhu," that he's going to die because he desecrated the holiness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And nearby it says, "V'chol zar lo yechol kodesh," which is that the non kohen shouldn't eat the truma, and that we see that if he does it on purpose, so then he's going to have misa b'dei shemayim. So the Rabbi says, everybody agrees regarding truma, that you're not liable for the fifth, which we said is only by shkaga, until you're actually a shkaga, you're inadvertent, even regarding the actual action. That is, you thought it was chulin, and that there's no prohibition at all. However, it can't be that you were shkaga regarding some other aspect. It has to be even regarding the actual prohibition that you didn't realize that it's wrong. On that, the Gemara explains, as we said regarding the other halacha. Hakol moideman. Who is this that we're saying that everybody agrees in this case? That's Rabbi Yechanan. That although elsewhere Rabbi Yechanan says that you could be mazed on the lav and you could have the shkog aspect and something else, specifically regarding karas, here he agrees that it has to be a shogig on the lav. And the Gemara says, pshit, it's obvious. Because ki kam Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Yechanan say that it's enough to have your shkog on the karas aspect, that's hechadik of karas. That's where you have karas. Hechad like a karas lai, but when there's no karas, then you can't. And by truma, by eating truma, there's no, even if you do it b'mezid, there is no karas. So definitely you have to have that the shkaga was on the lav itself, because there's no shkaga on the karas. Another Gemara says, no. Ma de teim a misa. I would have thought that the misa b'dei shemayim that's written by truma, which is different than karas. It's, so to speak, a different type of a level. B'mokum karis emet, just that it should stand in the place of karis. Misa b'dei shemayim is that someone dies by the hands of heaven. Karis is that which are by other averis, that it's not only that he dies young, it's that his children die when they're young. And therefore you would think that misa b'dei shemayim should be the equivalent of karis. And that is v'chishagag b'misa namel chayim. And therefore if you were mazed by the law, but you were shagag regarding the fact you didn't know that you're going to get misa b'dei shemayim for it, that then that should also be enough to make a person liable for karma chazis. And that is what Abaye was saying, kamash molon, then know that you have to have a shkoga on the lav, because it's only when you have karis that's enough to make a person a shagig to be mechayv mukam achatas. But here where there's no karis, there's only mitzvah b'dei shemayim, that will not be enough, and you have to be shkoga on the lav itself. Whereas the Gemara says, Rava says, no, it's not true. Misa b'makam karis, I meant this. Misa b'dei shemayim, regarding truma, is the equivalent of karis, which is very similar in a sense to karis by other averis. And v'chemish b'makam karbon koi, and that the fifth, which is the liability for doing a shayik by truma, is the equivalent of a karbon by other averis, which the mazes has karis, and the shayik, it makes a person liable for a karbon. And therefore, if a person was shayik regarding the misab aspect, the misab de shemayim, he will be, according to Rava, liable for the shkaga, which is machai of a person, the chemish of the fifth. That is, as we said, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, that a person could be liable for a chaymish on the shkaga of Misa, in spite of the fact that he was mazed on the lav, that it is the same. And that's the machlekes between Abaye Rav, is Misa B'dei Shemayim the same thing as Karis, that if you were shagig on the Karis, that so the same thing should apply over here, being shagig on the Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara continues with a different halacha. Amar Rav Huna, hay mahalach baderech ay b'mintu, if someone's going on the road or in the desert, now the any day Masay Shabbos, he doesn't know when is Shabbos. He lost track of time. So what does he do? He counts 6 days. That is from the day that he realized, wait a second, I don't realize what day it is. I don't realize it's going to be Shabbos. He counts 6 days from then. And then he keeps the seventh day. He observes the seventh day as Shabbos. And he observes one day after the sixth. He says the other way around. You observe one day, and then you count six. And that is, the day that he realizes, wait a second, I don't realize what's going on, that day he doesn't keep his Shabbos, because maybe he did a malacha already that day. Rather, the following day he observes the Shabbos. And the Gemara later will explain that even the days that he doesn't observe his Shabbos, he doesn't do malacha more than he needs to sustain himself, because every day might be Shabbos. But you can't just pass away, you have to do something to survive. So therefore, one day you designate a Shabbos, and the machlekes is it the first day, and then you count six, or is it 6 days, then you count the seventh? However, the other days, you're going to do the malacha that you need to survive. Another thing I said, but Mike, what is this machlik? Is if it's you count six, then you count the seventh as Shabbos, or you do the first day of Shabbos and then you count six. Mar Sava Kibiyasa Shalaylam. The one that says that you count six and then you do the seventh day of Shabbos, he says you learn it out from the creation of the world, where first there were the weekdays, the 6 days of creation, and then the seventh day was Shabbos. So you do over here when you don't know, you like create your own new world. You do 6 days and then the seventh is Shabbos. But the other one says, no, you learn that from other Marishan, that his Shabbos started, he was created on Arab Shabbos, and therefore the first day that of his counting was Shabbos. And then he had 6 days of weekday. So that's the machlokes about when you have this new, so to speak, reality, do you follow the world, which was 6 days of creation, and Shabbos, or do you follow the reality of the man, which is his first day was Shabbos, that is the following day, because he was created on Friday, and then the next days after that were 6 days of weekday. However, the Gemara asks Meisvei, asks from a Braisa, on the one who says that, like Adam Arishan, that the first day is Shabbos and the 6 days of weekday, we learned how you mahalach baderech ve'eni day emosei Shabbos. Again, the case that we were discussing. He's going on the road, he doesn't know when Shabbos. So Meshama yim echad l'shisha, he observes one day for the 6 days of the weekday, which sounds like, regarding the sixth that already passed, then the seventh is going to be Shabbos. As the Gemara says, my love moina shisho mishama yamecha, doesn't that mean that he counts six and then the seventh one he observes the Shabbos? That's what it means. One for the six. The Gemara says, like, mishama yamecha moina shisho means that he observes one day and then he counts six. But then the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, if that's what it meant, mishama yamecha l'shisha, instead of saying that he observes one for the six, which sounds like six that passed, it should have said, mishama yamecha moina shisha mebaile. Should have said that he observes one day and then he counts six. It should have been clear about it. But even more, the Gemara asks, well, Tanya, because also we learned in the Braisa, if someone was going on the road or in the desert, and he doesn't know when Shabbos, says explicitly, he counts six and then he observes one day. Therefore, the Gemara says that it refutes his opinion, and that is, it's not that you first do one day Shabbos, then 6 days weekday, rather you do it as the creation of the world, which is first 6 days of weekday, and then the seventh day you observe as a Shabbos. So the Gemara continues and explains this halacha. Amar Rav, as we said before, every single day you do enough for your sustenance to survive. But not more than that, because it might be Shabbos and then you're doing work that's not necessary to keep yourself alive, but kuch nefashis, and therefore you're going to be over chil Shabbos, even though it's by mistake. Except for that day, the day that you designate as Shabbos, you don't do anything. But then the Gemara asks, so should you die that day? What do you mean? You need food to survive. Well, how can you not do work one of the 7 days? On that, the Gemara answers, the oven met moshtei parnasis. It means that the day that, so to speak, is Friday, the day before of the day that you designate as Shabbos, then you do double amount of work. You gather the berries or wherever you are in the forest, and you do enough to survive for 2 days. But then the Gemara says, how can you do that? Maybe the day before is really the Shabbos day. We don't know which day is Shabbos. I designated this day Shabbos. But maybe Shabbos is really what I'm calling Friday. And therefore he's being mechal Shabbos, not for pekuch nefashos, because to survive through this day, which is Shabbos, pekuch nefashos is mutter. But I'm doing now work for the following day, which is not mutter, because that day is really Sunday, and it's not pekuch nefashos. So therefore, how am I allowed to do it if it's not necessary? So the Gemara says, rather, that's true. Rather, it's true every single day he does what he needs to survive. Even that day that we designate as Shabbos, because you're allowed to do on Shabbos, even if it really is Shabbos, because it's pekuch nefashos to survive. So then the Gemara asks, "Bahu yemi by my minkala." So then, how is it recognizable that day more than all the other days? I'm really, what does it mean? One day I designate a Shabbos out of the six, out of the seven other days, when I'm really doing every day the same amount of work, and therefore there's no difference between the days because I always do only as much as I need to survive. And the Gemara says, "Bekidusha vavdalta." The difference, how I realize that I'm designated this day as Shabbos, is with making kiddush when Shabbos starts and avdala when that day ends. And really, this is just a way of remembering and commemorating Shabbos, that there should be one day different than all the other days, that you shouldn't forget about the halacha of Shabbos. But in truth, in halacha, really you're not conducting it any other difference regarding doing the malachas on Shabbos. However, the variation regarding this halacha, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, im hoye makir miktas hayim sheyatzabai. If he recognized something about the day that he had departed on his trip, which now he got lost in the desert and he doesn't know where and when he is, that is, he doesn't remember exactly what day of the week he left. Rather, he remembers that I left on that day, and now I know it's 3 days later from that day, or 4 days since I left. And therefore, he knows that it's 8 days now since I left, but he didn't remember, was that Monday, Tuesday, Shabbos? He doesn't know what day it was. Then he could do a malacha, regular malacha, every 8 days, and that is at continuum, and for as long as he's lost, because he knows that he didn't leave on Shabbos, because when he was back home, He knew about the halachas of Shabbos, and you're not allowed to leave on a trip on Shabbos. So therefore, although I don't know what day I left, but I know definitely I didn't leave on Shabbos, so therefore, 8 days later, it falls out on Shabbos again, and therefore, you can go ahead and do malacha every 8 days. It's like a regular weekday for you. And as the Gemara says, as we just said, oisa malacha kol yom kulei, that you can do malacha the entire day, it's a regular weekday. Now the Gemara says, pshit, it's obvious. You know you didn't leave on Shabbos, so therefore, every 8 days, when it falls out on that same day, you can do malacha. And that the Gemara says, the chiddush was the other way. What would you say that since you know you didn't leave on Shabbos, but Mali Shabbos and Nami Le'nafik, so that you know that you also didn't leave on Erev Shabbos on Friday, because that's not the derech, it's not the norm for people to leave on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, not only every 8 days, but even every 8th and 9th day from the day that you left should be mutter, because you know for sure that there's no suffix that that day is going to be Shabbos. And therefore, as the Gemara says, Vahai, and this person, that even if he left on a Thursday, but listri lemeved malacha treyim, that he should be permitted to do malacha 2 days, that is every 8th and 9th day, because he knows that from the day that he left, 8 days later, which is the same day, it's not Shabbos, and he knows 9 days later, he knows that regarding that he didn't leave on the Friday either, so that's going to include Friday and Shabbos. So therefore, for 2 days, there should be mutter. On that, kamash malan, the chiddush was the other way around. That zimnin de meshakiach sheyarta mikiv benafik, that sometimes it happens that a caravan is available, and it happens that he leaves on Friday. And therefore, the chiddush that we were saying is that only every 8th day is going to be mutter, not every 8th and 9th day, because it's possible that you left on Friday, and therefore it's only the 8th day, not the 8th and 9th, because you could be you left on Friday, and therefore Friday will be mutter, but not the day afterwards, not the day of Shabbos. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah, which was the second out of the three cases that our Mishnah mentioned regarding these major rules regarding the halachas of Shabbos, regarding halachas of being a shogeg. So the Mishnah said, "Hayidei yekar Shabbos," someone that knew about the essence of Shabbos, he knew that you now do malach on Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos, and therefore he did a bunch of malachas. So then it said that you chayv on every single Shabbos that you did these malachas, that you didn't realize that the day was Shabbos, you're going to be chayv on each one. And that the Gemara asks a general question. Manan Emili, from where do we know these things? How is it possible, from the different cases of our Mishnah, that someone could be mechal many different Shabbos, which was the first case of our Mishnah, and he'll be chayv only one chatas for all of them, for all the Shabbos, as he said, that he didn't know about the essence of Shabbos. Yet you could have someone that's mechal many different Shabbos, which is the second case of our Mishnah, which is the case we're discussing now, and that you'll be chayv on every single Shabbos. How do we know there's a difference regarding these different types of shkogas, that one type of case that you be chayv only one for all the Shabbos, and the second case that we said that you know about the essence of Shabbos, you just didn't know that today's Shabbos, that there you'll be chayv for every single Shabbos. Where do we know this from? And that the Gemara brings, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avur, Trei Kroi Ksivir. There are two psukim that are written regarding keeping Shabbos. First pasuk it says, "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos," that the b'nei Yisrael, the Jews, shall observe the Shabbos, and it says Shabbos in the singular. Yet the Chassid says another pasuk, "V'es Shabbosoy say tishmayru," that my Shabbosoys, my Sabbaths, which is a plural, they shall observe. So Hakeitz, what's this talking about? Do we consider it like one Shabbos? Are we considering it like many Shabbosos regarding the Isra of doing Malacha? And that the Gemara explains. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael esa Shabbos, that the Jewish people shall observe Shabbos in the singular. Shmira achas l'Shabbos es harbis, that we considered it one observance, that it's one isra, so to speak, for many Shabbos. V'eshabsoise t'shmer, when it says that my Shabbos, the plural, many Shabbos you shall observe, is shmira achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that are considered one observance for every single Shabbos, that every single Shabbos is considered its own observance. And that is, the first pasuk considers it one Shabbos. That is, it's mashma, that it's only makpid on one thing, it's like one iser. And here it says, eshapsoisai, that it's mashma, that it's makpid, that it's meticulous, it cares about every single Shabbos. And this was only given over to the chacham, to the sages, to explain from their logic, that one case is talking about when you forgot the essence of Shabbos, which is essentially one shkaga, that you made one mistake, you didn't realize you now do malach on Shabbos, and therefore for your next 20 years, you did malach on Shabbos. However, the other case is talking about that you just forgot that today's Shabbos, but you know about the essence of Shabbos. Where there you could say the svara that you're going to find out sometime during the weekday that, wait a second, one of the days was Shabbos, and therefore in such a case, the Chacham said that's what the pasuk means, that there's many different Shabboses, that each one is going to be liable for its own. That's when you just forgot that today's Shabbos. Again, where there you could find out from week to week that a yadil, a chalik, that you'll know, wait a second, that probably one of the days was Shabbos, and therefore it starts with a new chiv. And that's why next week is again a new chatas, and again the next week a new chatas. That's in contrast to when you forgot about the essence of Shabbos, which is one huge liability, that you only have one chatas. That's learned out, that there's sometimes that Shabbos is considered the singular. It's a shmir for just all of them in one Shabbos. And then Shabbosai said that sometimes it's every Shabbos has its own shmir. And that the Gemara asks, Maskevler of Nachem Yitzchak, Adrabe, Ibchem Estab, it makes sense exactly in the reverse. And that is, he says from the words of Shomer B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, it would be mashma that it means one shmirah for one Shabbos. Whereas when it says Shabbosai tishmayru, that my Shabbosis you should keep, it means that when the Shabbosai said the plural, two Shabbosis, I'm only warning you for one shmirah, tishmayru, it's one shmirah on many Shabbosis. Whereas, as the Gemara explains, the Shomer B'nei Yisrael says Shabbos, when it says that first pasuk that the Jewish people shall observe the day of Shabbos, it's shmirah achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Rather, there it means that when it's many Shabbos, we're considering it one Shabbos. And that my Shabbos you shall keep is Shmira Achas L'Shabbos Harber. Rather, there it's saying that you're only going to have one for many Shabbos. And really what their argument here is really just regarding the explanation of the Pasuk. And that is both according to Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Yitzchak, they both agree that a person can sometimes be liable one Chatzis for many Shabbos, or many chatois for many Shabbos. They only argue about how we understand the two different psukim of the plural and the singular, if it's coming to include many for many or one for many. That's just the machlokes that they have, but they both agree that it's saying these two concepts of sometimes you could be chayev many chatois for many Shabbos or one chatos for many Shabbos.